Hey, everybody, it's Jack here. We are still at about half capacity while some of us, and I'm not naming any names, tried to move across the country. So this week, we're going to be pulling another favorite from the archives. This is a special favorite of mine. It's the time that we tried to play the Babysitter's Club CD-ROM adventure game and everything went horribly, horribly wrong. If you're still starving for podcast content from the boys after this appetizer, now is a great time to head over to our Patreon and gorge yourself on the many offerings that we have there, from our extended exploration of the Babysitter's Little Sister universe, to our forays into the world of Sweet Valley High, to our ongoing show about the TGIF lineup of the early 90s. The current Patreon show's easy to dive into at any point, but you can always start from the beginning if you want to catch up. Find all that and more at patreon.com/bsccpodcast, and we will be back next week with some sizzling hot takes about Four Weddings and a Funeral, specifically that Hugh Grant is very good looking. In the meantime, please enjoy this absolute disaster on CD-ROM.
Welcome to the Babysitter's Club.
In 86, Anna Martin wrote the first book of what became a cult. Now it's time for Babysitter's Club.
Hi.
And why?
Nope.
What?
Hi.
What?
No. You just let me do it.
Okay.
Hi.
I don't know what you're looking for from me. How do you want me to interact with you?
Follow my cue.
Okay.
I'm going to look at you when it's your time to come in.
Okay.
Hi, and welcome to the Babysitter's Club.
Club. Mystery.
Nope.
No, and we're not doing that.
And it's a podcast, and I'm Jack Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And it's a podcast wherein we talk about Babysitter's Club adjacent content.
Club?
Yes. And we finished the books, but they couldn't keep us away, could they?
What we realized this week.
No. Yes.
It's Thursday night, and this is when we typically record.
Mm-hmm.
We typically record on Thursday nights, and we sat down and we realized kind of at the same time that we mm-hmm. hadn't read a book.
No.
Because we're out of books.
We're out of them.
So we panicked.
Mm-hmm.
We updated our wills.
Mm-hmm.
We had a brief existential dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
We thought about We discussed and had a pretty full plan in place
mm-hmm.
for leaving our lives behind. Walking is what you suggested, I guess, because you don't want to be like tied down by any kind of like material goods.
Mm-hmm.
South as far as we could, you said.
Yeah.
Settling in some small town in Mexico and starting a new life.
Yeah.
And then we were saved by Anne.
And Anne did save us, didn't she? And she said, you know what? The books is not the only type of thing you can do.
There's other things in the world, boys.
Yeah.
And she said to me, she looked at me specifically, and she said to me, Tanner,
yeah.
You of all people should know this. I thought you were a gamer girl.
Yeah, and I'm a gamer.
Yes. And I said, oh.
Yeah.
Are you somehow responsible for Death Stranding? Did you help Hideo Kojima conceive of and write the hit game Death Stranding, Anne?
Okay, and what's that one?
It's a game. It's a game that's out
okay.
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know Metal Gear Solid?
Yep, Solid Snake.
Same guy who wrote all those games.
Okay,
and made all
great.
Those games. Left
yeah.
Konami
mm-hmm.
and went to go start his own studio, and his first game just came out recently, and it's called Death Stranding, and it's got Norman Reedus in it and a bunch of babies.
And
well,
that's,
one baby.
Right, and babies is what is...
And that's why I thought Anne was somehow responsible
business.
For it. Right.
Babies is our business. And she wasn't, but she is responsible for something that the gamers like to talk about on Discord and in
right.
the chats and in the IRC logs.
Racial slurs.
It's a very popular game.
Or the Joker movie.
Or the Joker movie. They like to talk about that, and they like to talk about the friendship kit, don't they?
So twisted. Joker's sensibility is so twisted.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what and, I just got. He's looking at my screen?
Yes. So Tanner's sharing his screen with me, and he's showing me his text, and it says, hi, and it's a wavy emoji, and it says, I'm Brenda with Stand Up America. Senate Republicans are trying to... Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. I just got it.
Okay, great. So we're like stream of consciousness now, huh?
Well, you're looking at my screen. I feel like I'm raw. I'm exposed to you.
Yeah, okay.
Jack is looking at from my screen, and we'll reveal why in a moment.
Tanner's getting direct texts live from the impeachment trial.
Live from the impeachment trial.
They want to check in with Tanner, and Tanner wrote back, and he was like,
They're
sorry.
Like, what are your thoughts on the impeachment trial? And my thoughts are...
I can't give you legal advice on the impeachment trial right now because I'm fucking gaming.
I can give you legal advice on the impeachment trial, but not right now.
Not right now.
I'm gaming.
And we're gaming, aren't we?
Yeah.
And what's some cool stuff that gamers do say?
Okay, well, every gamer needs a tag.
Yes, a gamer tag. It's called a gamer tag. And if you're new to this, listeners, don't worry. We're going to walk you through it. We're going to explain gaming to you. The whole process, it's going to feel very natural. It's going to feel like you're there. So don't be afraid of this because we are hardcore gamers. We're going to approach it from the point of view of beginners. And a gamer tag is just like it's – okay, so there are a couple of ways that gamers like to identify themselves to their tribe or their clan. One of them is I think it's racial slurs. And
it's just what I hear. I'm not –
swear
I'm not
words
like,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And we're not going to do that one. I was thinking, but what we will try is this concept of what's called a gamer tag, and it's like your name but cooler, and like you put numbers where there's supposed to be letters, and okay. you put like XX or usually maybe the number 69 or another great number like 4020 is a great one. And so my gamer so the game we're playing today, and we haven't said this week. We're going to be discussing the 1997 friendship adventure from Philips CD-ROM experience, BSC Friendship Kit, the CD-ROM.
Right.
And that's what it is. The Babysitter's Club Friendship Kit.
1997. It's a classic. I did have to... what's the nicest way to say... Would you download a car? And I did download a car, and by car I mean the entire operating system I used when I was 13 and played every game on, and also the game that we're playing.
And it's Mac OS 9.
I downloaded a thing called Sheepshaver, which lets you emulate Mac OS 9 on your current Mac, and then you can also load CD-ROM files into it, and that's what I've done. So Jack and I are currently in...
In the mainframe, in the Matrix.
We're in the mainframe, or we're in the Matrix, and it's as though we are back in 1997, and Jack is looking at a desktop ripped from 1997
and it's
right
very
on
cool.
my screen.
Yeah, and it's got all those cool little Apple icons, and it's the friendship kit, and we are coming up with our gamer tags, aren't we? And it should probably
need gamer tags, because this is a hardcore game.
Yeah, and it's a hardcore game, and what's something about friendship, I think?
Friendship.
What about, like, 420 friendly?
Here's mine.
Okay.
Lowercase x.
Okay.
Uppercase x.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Fear.
Okay, because it's like Richard Spear.
Uppercase X, lowercase X.
That's cool. Okay. So it's kind of like the X's are going up like a little staircase, and you're like, what's going to be up at the top of this staircase?
It's like barbed
and then it's
wire.
Richard Fear.
It's like my name is wrapped in barbed
That's
wire.
That's cool. Okay, and I'll be, I guess maybe Sharon Fear.
Okay, and are you doing the X's too?
Sure. Yeah.
Sharon Fear dash
Schaefer
Porter
Sharon Porter dash Fear.
Yeah.
And is that okay, or is that kind of stepping on your gamer tag territory to be
I think
like
it's
You're
fine. I think it's like being in a clan. Do you know clans? Okay.
Yeah, from like World of Warcraft.
No. Like, sort of. Yeah. We're in a clan together, and it's the Fear Clan.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm Richard Fear, and you're Sharon Porter Fear.
Sharon Porter Fear. Yeah,
X, and X. There's X's, and it's like barbed wire.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool and scary. And we're doing a raid, aren't we? We're doing a raid on the other...
We're going to do a raid.
Yeah, on the BSC Friendship Kit.
We're going to teabag them when we've defeated them.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to say GGEZ in chat, which is like insulting because you're saying like, hey, good game, but it was really easy for me to win the game.
Okay, so it's like, that's kind of like a compliment sandwich.
It's a little bit like an open-faced compliment sandwich.
Yeah.
Because what you're saying is good game.
Yeah,
I had good game. Fun.
It was fun. Good game, and we both enjoyed ourselves.
It was
easy for me. Easy for me. Yeah.
Challenging for you, I suspect.
Yeah.
Because you lost.
Yeah. Good game, easy for me. Let's hack into this mainframe here. It's the BSC Friendship Kit.
Let's check in.
And we're going to jack in. And should we look at the cover?
And we're going to look at the cover art on the CD that I bought and own legally.
Yes. Okay, so I'm looking at it now. It says Scholastic on the top. And it says Philips on the bottom, like Philips cassettes, but it's a CD. It's
Philip Morris makes the game.
And it's got a photo... Well, photorealistic drawing that looks like, I'm going to say, and I don't know, but I'm going to say that Hodges didn't do this, but the person who did draw this is strongly influenced by Hodges Swallow.
Okay.
Now, what they have drawn is a picture of Christy.
Did they sign it? Is there a signature?
No, there's no signature. It's a picture of Christy. She's wearing her hat backwards. She's got her...
I don't recognize any of these people.
I think she's wearing two watches. Then Claudia's barreling the camera. She's looking directly at us.
That's haunting.
And it's haunting. And I think that's probably Stace is holding up a... I don't know why, but she's holding up a... like a placemat.
Okay.
And what's scary about this and freaky, and it has freaked my bean... And my bean is freaked.
Is there clues in this that we need to be careful of? Because we are about to play the game.
I think so, yeah. It does say secret messages. There are a bunch of words to the right. But the thing that's freaked my bean is that Claudia is sitting at a computer. And
yeah.
It does look to me like she and Christy and Stacy are playing the Babysitter's Club Friendship Kit CD-ROM. And it's Turtles All the Way Down.
Okay, and it's Turtles All the way down. Here's what the cover promises us.
Yeah.
Well, here's the top line.
Yeah.
Organize, plan, communicate, create, and play.
Okay. And so do you think this is how Janine created the Claudia AI?
It's machine learning. It's machine learning.
Yeah.
She's just feeding it terms. And
so create is the penultimate thing that you do. First you organize, then you plan, then you communicate with code, then you create, and you create life.
I mean,
life.
This is how God created the world. On day one, he organized.
Yeah, that's true. He organized day one. That was Monday.
Yeah.
And he organized all the like animals on one side, plants on the other side, water in the middle. And then he planned. He was like, where are we going to put everything, right?
Right.
That's Tuesday. Wednesday, he's communicating.
You and I have not entered this experience yet.
Yeah.
But along the right-hand side of this jewel case is what we can expect.
Right, yes.
From this experience.
Yeah.
And let's keep track of this.
Okay.
Because once we're in the actual gameplay, we'll want to see if we see the things listed here. One, games.
Games. And that's good of them to say that. Because games is what we came for.
Right.
We came to play. And we're gamers.
We came to play, and we're gamers. We're gamer boys.
When you're a gamer boy like me and a gamer boy like Tanner, and when you're a couple gamer boys, when you see something, when you're looking around the CD-ROMs, you know, you're looking for some certain keywords.
Right.
Counter-Strike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Other keywords, stuff like that. But games, something says games up top. You know that CD-ROM came to play because we came to play.
Right.
And it says games. And it also says journal.
Journal.
And letters.
And letters and tickets. And that's all those things are important,
all
too.
All those things are big for gamers.
Those are big gamer things. Posters.
Friendship kit. It says friendship kit real big. Babysitter's Club friendship kit. And that's what drew me in. And calendar is another thing that we're going to get in here, I think.
I keep a calendar. I'm a businessman. You know, this is the thing about aging as a gamer. It's like, I'm a gamer, but I'm a businessman.
Yeah. I'm not a gamer, man. I'm a gamer, man. That doesn't work.
Great. Stationary.
Yeah. And stationary. And then this one. So what I'm seeing is it's obscured by like the little piece of like...
It's like a anti-theft.
Shiny anti-theft tape that they used to put on CD-ROMs, but it says Virtua.
It says Virtua, which is like Virtua Fighter, maybe?
I don't know.
Is Virtua Fighter included on this disc? Because I would love that.
That would be great.
Next one is confusing.
Yeah.
Address Bo-Ok.
Yeah, it does say address Bo-Okay. And a bow is the weapon that Donatello uses.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's related to Virtua Fighter.
Address Bo-Okay.
Yeah.
Bulletin board.
Mm-hmm.
Secret messages.
And that's what I'm scared about and worried about. And is the game sending us secret messages? We don't know, because Claudia's looking at me like she knows something.
I think we're being invited in to something bigger than us.
And it's secret messages, and Anne's finally going to tell us.
Well, is it Anne?
And I hope, I don't know.
Or is it the...
It's like Janine is the lawnmower man inside the
Is
game.
It Anne, or is it the Anne M. Martin Foundation, dedicated to benefiting children, education, and literacy programs, and homeless people and animals?
Wow, and dedicated to destroying the very concept of the Oxford comma.
We'll get to that. I have flipped over this jewel case.
So this is the foundation. So it's not Anne, it's the foundation. It's something that's called the foundation, or just foundation.
I flipped over this jewel case. We're looking at the back of it. The Babysitter's Club friendship kit. See what you can do as the newest member of the club. And that's us. We're in the club.
What? Well, fuck.
This is a level of responsibility I was not prepared for and I'm not comfortable with.
Okay, well, this is big. And once you're in, you're in.
Right.
Right? Okay, and it says from Claudia's room, interact with each of the club members. Okay, this is like fucking, I'm starstruck now.
Yeah. Let me read the back of this jewel case to you, Jack.
Okay, yes, please, 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 please.
See what you can do as the newest member of the club. Welcome to the Babysitter's Club Friendship Kit. Mm-hmm. Based upon Scholastic's best-selling book series by Anne M. Martin.
Yes.
From Claudia's room, interact with each of the club members as they'll show you how to create, use, and send tons of totally cool stuff every day.
Okay. They'll show you how to create, use, and send tons of totally cool stuff every day.
And Anne is not Anne or Scholastic or...
The Foundation.
The Foundation or Philips Electronics.
Right.
Isn't... A fan of the Oxford comma.
Of the Oxford comma.
Right.
Because they want to be cryptic. They want to create open-ended ideas.
They
for
want
us.
The message to be muddied.
We put the meaning into the message.
Yep.
And that's great. And I love that. It's an interesting new way of doing it.
Marianne helps you with all your planning and scheduling. Birthdays, homework, trips and important occasions.
Yeah. And yeah, that's difficult to kind of tease out without the third comma there.
Jesse fills you in with daily reminders on your very own bulletin board. And again, that does not.
So this is going to be our whole life, right? Because if it's daily reminders.
Right. Also, is that Jesse's job?
No, she wouldn't, would she?
Wow, is that supposed to be Stacy? Yikes. Okay. Dawn shows you how to create and personalize greeting cards, posters, tickets, babysitting forms. Wait, why?
And now they have an Oxford comma?
And now they've decided to include this is like, it?
You know what? Their copy editor is the Joker.
It's a gamer. They had a gamer copy edit this, and he's just like, fuck your rules, society.
And is that what the Joker is about?
Yeah.
It's like a guy who like fucking... Oxford comma 1 minute, no Oxford comma the next.
Greeting cards, posters, tickets, babysitting forms, and almost 200 styles spectacular.
Styles is spectacular stationery, and then we've got someone who I don't believe is Stacy, but it's a picture of a woman, and it says underneath her, "Stacy reveals how to create secret coded messages to pass back and forth with your friends."
Well, I'm lucky enough to be on the line with a friend, so we'll test that.
Yeah, and we're the newest members of the BSC. Should we hack into this mainframe, Tanner, or not?
Let's hack into the mainframe again, and purchase of this product will result in a donation to the Anne M. Martin Foundation dedicated to benefiting children, education and literacy programs, and homeless people.
Okay, and animals. If you stole this product, are you stealing money from homeless people and animals?
Probably, but I also do children. Want to draw attention to how crucial the Oxford comma is in this case.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because what it says is, will result in the donation to the Anne M. Martin Foundation, comma, dedicated to benefiting children, comma, education and literacy programs, comma, and homeless people and animals. And what you've done
right
is lump homeless people and animals together.
Right.
In this lack of Oxford comma sentiment.
Yeah.
And that's on you.
And that's on you, the foundation.
The foundation.
Okay, let's hack into this mainframe, because I want to go into Claudia's room. And can we do it?
Describe what you're seeing to
the Baby Nation. Okay, so Tanner's...
And they are the Baby Nation now.
And it's the Baby Nation.
We're in the unmolested version of the show.
Yeah, and there's no rules, just right. And okay, so Tanner's showing me his screen. We're looking at...
Let me open up the CD-ROM.
It's a Mac OS 9, and he's opened up the CD-ROM, and inside the CD-ROM there are 1, 2, 3, 4 things. One is called a sampler. It's a picture of a scary-looking person with salad for hair. The second thing says install AOL version 2.6 with browser.
Most of the things in this CD-ROM, and I experimented a little bit with it before we started tonight, crash your computer.
And they crash your computer. And yeah, and I observed you click on the install AOL version 2.6 with browser earlier this evening, and it was scary because it did crash the computer. And then QuickTime is another folder. But the thing that's calling to me like the One Ring singing out to me in Smaug's horde. Burning a hole into my very consciousness.
It wasn't in Smaug's Horde. And I feel like one of us should revisit The Hobbit because it wasn't in Smaug's Horde.
I'm
Gollum at it, and he fished it out of the river after what's-his-face Durandal lost it.
Okay. And what it is it's something that says, and it's purple, and it says, it looks like a purple. Does it look like a purple orb to you? Can you agree?
Well, it's a ball. It's like a square.
No, look closer. It's a circle inside a square. It's a purple circle inside a square.
Are you right about that?
Yes.
I don't think you are.
Look at it closely.
There's no way for me to zoom.
You don't have to zoom. Look at the four corners.
You're not wrong. There is a little bit of
orb.
There's a little bit of accent on the four corners that imply that the
giant purple
shape
orb
within the square. Okay.
So what the foundation, a.k.a. Anne M. Martin's legal entity on this plane, has done is they've created a giant purple orb, and they've written in big gold letters, BSC, and it says, install BSC friendship kit. And Tanner, my whole body is tingling with insatiable desire for you to click on that. Okay, and he's done it. And it says the Babysitter's Club.
In purple.
And then it says friendship kit in a nice little cursive font. And it says continue and yes, please. And it says click to install. And let's do that. Click to install on your hard disk.
You're right. My disk is hard as a rock right now.
Yeah, yes. And that's not a euphemism.
By how excited I am to play this game. Jack.
Yeah.
It is installed.
Okay. Now can we spin that CD-ROM?
Okay.
Spin it around.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Okay. The screen is... Okay, they made a noise. I can see that. The screen has gone black.
I can't hear a word you're saying because the music is so loud in my headphones.
I'm going to narrate, okay? Produced by Sidewalk Studios in association with Scholastic Productions. The Babysitter's Club Friendship Kit. Oh, I can hear it through your a little bit. Inspired by Scholastic's something, I didn't see it. Okay, and it's portraits of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 babysitters. One of those talking to us.
Shut up.
I'm Christy Thomas, president. It was my great idea that started it all. But the BSC Friendship Kit is an idea all of us came up with. It'll help you keep in touch with your friends. And that includes us, the members of the Babysitter's Club.
Okay.
Okay, and who was that?
That was Christy. She introduced herself, but you were talking over her because you're rude.
Well, and I can't totally hear it, but you, so you're okay. We the our listeners heard it. I heard a little bit of it. We've got how many babysitters? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 babysitters.
There's 8 babysitters. I just turned it up, and that's what that beep was. What I'm looking at is a screen here. On the top right, it says sign in. On the bottom left, it says help or buy.
Okay, and so okay, that's scary, and it's in Candy Hearts is the help and buy are written, and I should say that Christy talked to us through a portrait of herself.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 portraits on the I guess it's like a table.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of like frosted over in this way that makes it imply that like we're in some kind of like sub-zero temperature.
What's it called in Superman 2?
Oh, the negative zone.
It looks like the negative zone. They were trapped in the negative zone. But they talk. Christy talked to us through her glass portrait, and she seems.
You can call me Triple B Christy.
Okay.
I'm bossy. I like baseball, and I love babysitting.
Did you hear that?
She likes baseball.
She said, "You can call me Triple B Christy." And if you, apparently, if you click on any of these portraits, they talk to you.
And you can call her Triple B Christy.
I'm going to hit this one.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Stacy McGill, treasurer of the BSC.
Are you sure?
I live here in Stony Brook with my mom, but I also get to visit my dad in New York City where I grew up.
Oh, okay. Classic fucking Stacy.
Yeah.
Classic.
This has got to be Mallory,
that's
right?
That's Mal. Yeah. Okay, click on Mal.
It's me, Mallory Pike. I'm 11, which makes me a junior officer of the BSC.
That's it, and that's her entire personality.
Great. Okay, that's got to be
I'm Don Schaefer. I live in Palo City, California with my dad, his wife, and my brother Jeff. Jeff and I spend summers in Stony Brook, where I'm still an active member of the Babysitter's Club.
So this is late canon.
Yeah.
Dawn's already permanently in Palo City.
But her avatar has been ported into a glass portrait case that is able to somehow coexist on the same plane as these other girls.
Who do we imagine this is? Marianne?
I guess it's Marianne. It's got to be Marianne, yeah.
Hi, I'm Marianne Spear, the Babysitter's Club secretary. Everyone says I'm shy and sensitive. I guess they're right.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, what does Claudia say?
Hi, I'm Claudia Kishi, vice president of the Babysitter's Club. I'm the only one with their own phone line. That's why the meetings are held in my room.
Okay, they've really distilled them down.
Yeah, but it is nice to finally talk to them.
I'm Jesse Ramsey. I'm 11 years old. My best friend, Mallory Pike, and I are junior officers of the BSC.
Jesse, Mal didn't mention you.
I also have to say, this actress that they found to play Jesse brought the character to life in a way that none of the other ones have. She did like these like fun little like pregnant pauses.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
And is this Abby?
It's got to be Abby.
Abby Stevenson here. I'm the newest member of the BSC, except for you. I know you'll love it just like I do.
All right, calm down.
Okay, that's enough out of you, Abby. Should we click help?
Okay.
If you want to know more about each Babysitter's Club member, move your cursor to a photograph and click on it as many times as you want. Each girl will have many things to tell you.
Thanks, Christy.
To get an overview of the entire friendship kit, click on the demo icon in the lower right-hand corner. And to sign in with your own personal password so you can use the many features of the friendship kit, click on the sign-in arrow at the upper right-hand portion of the screen.
Well, she said it sounded like every character here has many things to say. Can I click Chrissy one more time?
Yeah.
When I was little, my dad walked out on my mom, my three brothers, and me.
Okay.
But mom got married again to Watson Brewer, who is one terrific guy.
That's interesting.
Watson has two cute kids, Karen and Andrew. And then there's Emily Michelle, who's only two. Mom and Watson adopted her from Vietnam.
I feel like we're trapped in a chapter two.
All of us Thomas Brewers.
Let's get out of here. Let's click sign in.
I feel like all of these women have something to say to us, though.
I know, but we can't listen to everything.
Okay, you're right. We know this. This is nothing new.
Okay.
Okay, now the music is very loud for me.
It's me, Marianne.
Okay, I can barely hear.
As secretary of the Babysitters Club, it's my job to keep track of everybody, including our new members. So why don't you tell me all about yourself?
Okay. My first name is... And what do I do now?
What do we say? Miss Richard Fear, XX Richard Fear. Are you just going to do it for both of us? Richard Fear, XX.
No, I'm out of characters. I'm XX Richard Fee.
What about Dick Fear? Just to shorten it. We don't know if he... Dick Fear, and he spelled it D-I-K. Okay. XX Dick Fear, XX.
Can I fit the seat? There we go.
Yes. Okay.
XX Dick Fear, XX. Okay. That's perfect.
Yeah. Middle name. Okay. XX Sharon... Fear XX. I need that XX.
I can't fit it. We're going to have to find a way to cut it out of Sharon.
What about Sauron?
Okay. And walk me through your thinking there.
Well, it's like you only have to change a couple letters.
You want your middle name to be XX Sauron XX?
Well, we want to be related, right? So it's XX Dick Fear, so I need to be someone Fear. Maybe who else is in that family? Dawn? Dong Fear. Dong Fear. There we go. XX. Okay. Perfect. So mine is XX Dong.
There is a last
name. Oh, that's the middle name. So our first name is XX Dick Fear XX. Our middle name is XX Dong Fear XX. And Jeff? I feel like we're leaving Sharon out of this.
Well.
That's fine. XX Jeff Fear XX. That's perfect. My nickname is...
Well, and this is where we...
Sharon.
There we go.
Perfect.
Okay, street address.
Okay. And do we want to give Anne our street address?
Do we want to give Anne our street? Wait, let's go back to the Scholastic, the Anne and Martin Foundation.
Okay, let's just say it's that.
10960 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
It's going to be like a hack. Like, we're going to put that in, and it's going to be like,
Mozart's Ghost.
Yeah.
Nobody ever likes my The Net references.
Boulevard. Okay.
Okay,
day of our
fine.
Birth. Well, so tomorrow's my birthday. Your birthday was a few days ago. Yours is the 9th.
Can we just say 69420 and see if they'll allow
it? Yeah, let's see if they'll allow it.
Month 69, day 420. Did you break it? Oh, God. Please enter a valid month.
Okay, well, so we're Jan, you and I.
Okay, yeah, we're both January, and we'll split the difference between mine. Yours is what, the 26th?
Mine's the 24th.
24th and mine is the 9th, so somewhere in the middle there is like the 16th.
Well, and I wish it would let me go down to the 16th, don't you?
Yeah.
And I feel like we've busted the mainframe already because we can't get down to day. Oh, wait, there we go. 16th. And then we'll do... 1969.
Perfect. That's good, and that'll show them.
Okay. Okay, enter a secret password here.
Perfect. And it's something that we could both share, right?
Sweet Pete.
Sweet Pete, that's perfect. Sweet Pete's sweet feet.
Feet.
Okay, great.
Sweet. Nope. Sweet Pete's feet is the secret password.
Okay.
And I'm hitting done.
Yep.
And Jack?
We're in.
Oh,
enter it again.
Sweet. Enter your secret password.
Anne wanted to hear it again. Anne was like, let me hear those sweet words again. I never thought I'd hear it.
Feet, and we're in. And Jack. Oh, yes.
Hi, new member. It's Claudia Kishi, vice president of the BSC. This is your own official membership certificate. Since you're a member now,
So Claudia appeared in front of a certificate, and she said that XX Dick Fear XX has been accepted as an official member.
Over here's your BSC calendar, the place you keep track of all your important dates. The BSC Friends Finder is where we write names, addresses, and phone numbers. From time to time, you'll get mail from all of us at the BSC. After you read your mail, it gets stored in this neat-looking mailbox, which I designed myself. You're gonna love playing the Stony Brook map game. How well do you know your way around Stony Brook? When the phone on my bed rings, you should answer by clicking on it. The call might be for you.
It is impossibly loud in my headphones right
chest.
Now.
Want to try your skill at putting
and
together a puzzle?
And I can't hear you at all.
Okay, so let's...
Over here,
no, she's not
done. Very own BSC bulletin
she's
board.
Walking us
every
through
day
her room.
There will be something new posted. Okay. So don't forget to check it out.
Can you turn can
Here's
you turn
where all your mail
so
from the BSC will
can...
show up.
Sorry?
You never know when you're going to get a letter. And this is my personal favorite, the BSC stationery kit.
Sorry?
Okay. Let's look at her journal. So Claudia is showing us her room.
Yeah.
And she's got the BSC journal right there.
I would love to get into the contents of Claudia's room, which are... Yeah.
It's a fucking mess.
There's a lot happening in here, and it is a fucking mess.
So oh, my God.
Oh. You can check out any of the stuff. Okay, Claudia has manifested in her mirror.
Oh, God. On the pink candy
heart. Have fun. Okay, so...
And she has encouraged us to have fun, and I would love to do that, but first, I do think we should take a break.
Okay, so Claudia manifested in the mirror. Can we say that? Can we just really fucking...
Yeah, and she did manifest in the mirror. Yeah,
we're looking at her room, and there's a
mirror. And the phone is ringing. And the phone is ringing, but I do have to go to the bathroom so badly. And I honestly, this place is a fucking mess, and I don't even see a phone, so...
Okay, all
right. And I'll be right back, and we'll be right back, and this is a nightmare. We're in a hellscape.
I'm very afraid.
Hi all, it's Jack here, and I am super excited to tell you about a new sponsor, the incredible family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. Unfortunately, Tanner is not able to be here for this ad read because he misread the brief, and I'm glad that he's reading the briefs at least, but he thought that he was being assigned on an actual secret mission to find out who really killed June's sister, Claire. Now, I've been enjoying immersing myself in a bygone age of mystery, danger, and romance, and putting my detective skills to the test as I solve hundreds of puzzles whenever I have a free moment to play June's Journey. But Tanner has actually, and this is a quote, booked myself passage on a steamship to New York, which, not to triangulate here, but that's a uniquely bad way to get there from Connecticut. And reading between the lines of the extremely cryptic letters he's been sending me, it sounds like he's making a real nuisance of himself, asking the other passengers questions about their luggage. June's Journey is a murder mystery game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner's Journey... according to the most recent note I got from him, is currently delayed due to what he describes as a miscommunication with the Coast Guard about what exactly a steamship license is. I hate to take sides, but I really feel like I would trust the Coast Guard on this one. Right now, I'm making my way through the adventure of the Hidden Distillery. I love looking for clues and customizing my estate while I'm on hold with some very angry people at a place I've never heard of called the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority. And you can discover your inner detective, just like I have, when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey, and you can download it for free on iOS and Android. Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to go and pick them up. Okay, dear listeners, when we last left you, Claudia had manifested in her...
Oh, God.
Mirror. Okay.
And the phone is ringing.
I suddenly heard it really well.
I'm going to answer it because it's impossibly loud in my ears.
Okay, and I'll remind you that when you shout, it's loud for the listeners and for me.
I don't know what to do about that because in order to get this to work, Jack, and again, we are... porting primitive technology into modern technology and trying to record a podcast at the same time.
Yeah.
When any audio plays from this game that we're playing, it is as loud as humanly possible in my ears.
Yeah. Okay.
But luckily the phone stopped ringing. So.
And it says puzzle machine, and it does say puzzle machine on the box next to Claudia's phone.
Oh, what's perfect.
Here's your official Babysitter's Club membership certificate.
So Tanner's clicked his back to Claudia speaking through the certificate for XX Dick Fear, XX Dong Fear, XX Jeff Fear, XX. And we get to see that again.
Official member XX Dick Fear XX Jeff Fear has been accepted into the as a member of the Babysitters Club and promises to assume all rights and responsibilities of this organization as of January 23rd, 2020.
So it knows the, it knows what time we're at.
Oh, and here's an option to print.
No.
Do you want to print the certificate or a blank one? This one.
Okay, I think that's going to interface with a non-existent printer in a way that's probably not helpful. Click help.
Should I go back to... Okay,
let's go to Claudia's room. Let's go to Claudia's room. We were in Claudia's room.
Okay.
It was a little scary. A phone was ringing. Answer the fucking phone.
Well, it's not ringing anymore.
Okay, wait. Can you make it ring? And it says puzzle machine, and I do want to draw
should
your
I hit
attention.
Puzzle machine? So there's a chest at the base of Claudia's bed, at the foot of Claudia's bed that says puzzle machine. And should
holy
I click that?
Shit, there's that painting that's from Digestible Comestibles.
Oh, look at this. The clock is right. That's fucked up.
Okay, so her clock says the same time as our clock.
Yeah.
That's scary. And there's the painting in the corner
of
her...
is a great way to express how you feel about things. I feel happy and hungry whenever I
very
eat
loud.
Sweets, so I paint them.
The painting
can
changed.
Can I paint some of your favorite sweets?
Okay. I'm startled every time I click anything, not because it's novel, although it is novel.
Yeah.
But because it is so bone-shakingly loud.
Okay, so what has happened
painting
is that they've...
Is
can I,
because it
for the
move,
love of God,
at least not till I move it
toward make
my
this
mouth.
Point? The... in the corner of her room is an easel with paintings on it that change when you scroll over them. And the paintings are the Digestible Comestibles from when Claudia had an art gallery show in her backyard.
Yeah.
In her garage. Remember?
Okay,
so... For the love of God, answer the phone.
It's not ringing. I can't answer it unless it's ringing. We're in Claudia's room, and
have we lost our chance to answer the
there's
phone?
I hope so. There's a number of things that are available to us.
We're gonna lose a job.
On the
we're
left
gonna lose
is
out
a
on
calendar.
Job. They fucking called the babysitter's agency.
Hanging above a computer desk, and on the computer desk is a computer that says personal profile / sign in.
I don't want that.
Okay.
I've already done enough signing in.
In the foreground, there's like a desk, and it
friends
says
finder.
Friends finder.
That's like an early prototype of adult friend finder.
In the middle distance, there's a box called saved mail.
Yeah.
We can go back to the BSC and click on their
we've already met
again,
them.
Should we be inclined to do that?
And there's a
there's
phoenix.
Something called the map game. And there's a phoenix, and that's unclickable.
This is my faux pet oh. parent, Pauline.
Never mind, it is clickable.
Okay, what happens?
Did you hear it?
No.
She said, that's my faux pet parrot, Maureen?
Maureen, that's Stacy.
Okay, and then there's something called map game.
Okay.
Then there's puzzle machine.
Okay, and then there's something called puzzle machine.
Should I think click the phone?
Click the fucking phone.
If my phone rings, be sure to answer it. It might be for you.
Oh, fuck. We already fucked that up.
So we lost the chance?
Yeah.
Okay, can we get out and get back and have the phone ring?
I can go into the mirrorverse again.
Go back into the mirrorverse. Okay, we've entered the mirror. And then it's given us the address for the BSC fan club. This is the most baffling.
I'm going to print.
No, don't print. Do not print this. Okay, go back into the mirror. Okay, so
out
we're back
mirror.
In out of the mirror. We've crawled through the mirror backwards like the Grudge.
Yeah.
And we're in Claudia's
waiting on
room.
That phone to ring. Just begging for that phone
we
to ring.
We really want that phone to ring. And I guess you can click on the puzzle machine while we wait.
I will go to the puzzle machine.
Okay, and so we've clicked on the puzzle machine, and okay, there's
a BSC jigsaw game. I can tell you've got a knack for putting things together, so I know you're going to love this
game. Who's
that?
Is that Stacy?
That's supposed to be Stacy, but I don't.
To start the game,
I don't see
click
it.
On the green
and so Stacy has become a puzzle, and her
help,
face is
click on the pink
is,
candy
has been
heart, and
divided
Christy will
into
give you
quadrants,
more instructions.
And she's speaking to us, and... Okay, there's a dolphin.
There's a dolphin.
I'm so scared of this
game. I'm going to hit start. And it's the, okay. It's the Slabious Porpoise.
And it's the Slabious Porpoise. And this is, it's like we're facing all of our like
greatest
worst fears from the past.
We're in hell. This is hell.
Yeah. And so they've got the Slabious Porpoise and then it says hit start. And I think we have no choice but to just go through this. The best way out is always through. Okay. There's a conveyor belt and pieces of puzzle are moving.
Oh, this is a conveyor belt?
Yeah. Okay, Tanner's moving the pieces of the puzzle onto the map.
What happens if I let it fall?
No, don't let it fall. Please do not let it fall. Do not let it fall under any circumstances. And it looks like we're creating a puzzle.
Oh, God, this is so much pressure.
Hurry. God, please hurry. I think what Anne is saying is that the Slavius Porpoise will die if you let one of these pieces fall.
Oh, I can't let that happen.
Yeah. Okay, he's moving the puzzle.
Oh,
he's having
God.
Trouble finding where the puzzle piece should go. Okay. Okay, so we've got a score of 100. Okay, we've seen the face of the porpoise now. And I kind of do want to know what happens if you let one of the puzzle pieces fall off the
I'm going to let one fall and see what happens.
Okay, so we've got most of the porpoise has been created.
And I just want to be clear, the one I'm about to let fall, I totally can tell where it's supposed to go.
Okay, and he's going to let one fall off, and it does... Okay, and he's letting another fall off, and nothing has happened.
Oh, it's lowering my score.
It's... Okay. Okay, so they do let you keep the porpoise alive, it looks like. In this universe,
awesome,
the
Slavius
Porpoise is alive. And it says, good job. Okay.
It said, awesome, you're good. Okay. So now we know what the puzzle machine does.
Well, is that what the lament configuration is?
I think so. And we just solved it. And is that...
Yeah, so that's open up a dimension of infinite pleasure and pain. I'm
curious about the journal.
Dying for this phone to ring. Okay, Tanner's about to click on the journal. And I think we should. Let's just do it. Okay, it says BSC journal.
What's
it's
this?
Purple.
Ah!
Oh, God.
So
okay,
ideas.
So Mallory grew. The face of Mallory was grafted onto the front of the journal. Like some like hideous
she manifested
creature.
Like a little crest.
I sat at the yeah. Hobarts the other
and
day.
She said, I sat at the sure Hobarts the other day.
The last time I saw
the Hobarts have iguanas?
Those iguanas. Disgusting. I think she means the Mancusis.
Unless she's like racist against Australians and she calls all of them iguanas.
Oh, and she does say, ew, reptiles are disgusting.
Click here to write your own thoughts for today.
Okay, okay. Let's write our thoughts. Click. Okay.
Okay, January 23rd, 2020.
Let's write some thoughts. Okay. Jack. No, don't write Jack Eats Farts. Please don't write Jack Eats Farts. Okay. Tanner's written Jack Eats Farts. I thought this would be an opportunity for us to write our feelings about...
That is my feelings.
How it's going. Okay, fine.
Do you have something you want to say? I can dictate.
Yeah. Tanner. Eats. Spell eats wrong. Farts. Fucking write it, you coward. And then he's written mangoes, and he spelled it wrong. I spelled it like Dan Quayle would. So now you know. Now you know what he did. Okay. Okay. Jackie's Horse Henry mangoes. Okay. This might be our only chance to escape from here. So let's just tell the book what happened. We came in through the mirror. Wait, what happened?
What's his mouth?
Why aren't you writing what
I
I'm telling
you? I sat at
the
Hobarts the other day.
Don't click other shit. We're writing.
Okay.
Okay. We
I feel like we need help.
If there's a journal entry from one of the BSC members and you want to hear it read out loud again, press on the mouth at the right side of the screen. To write your own entry for this day, click at the bottom of the journal page and a new page will appear.
We already figured that out. Christy?
To move forward
say we're
to
waiting for
the
phone.
BSC journal or back to a previous day. Click on the
you
arrows.
You know what? Isn't that how they call into the Matrix, Tanner?
These arrows do nothing.
Tanner?
What?
Isn't that how they call into the Matrix?
What?
Like a phone will ring? It's another way out.
Okay, we're going out. We're going back out to the main room.
Okay, so Tanner has written in the Babysitter's Club journal where the newest member is the BSC, and what he's written is one person eats farts, and I won't say who. Another person eats Jack. Mangoes. And then
I
he said,
the
he's just written,
the
we came in through the mirror, and then he just left. And so that's our first impression that we're making on the new club that we've just joined.
Well, I'm concerned about this phone. I don't want to miss it. We already missed it once. What if I hit buy and come back
hit
in?
Hit buy. So Tanner's hit the candy heart that says buy, and it says, are you sure you want to quit? And yes. Yes! Producer, and that's the end of the game. Produce, and now we're getting credits. Kimber Lim, and she's got a broken heart. Susan Americanner, writer. Todd Williams designed it. I don't know any of these people. Okay, can we get
these people
back?
Are all integral to the lore of BSC now.
Leah French, or is it Lee?
Leah. There's a Slavius Porpoise.
There's a Slavius Porpoise. There's a Dream Horse. There's a Nola dog. I want this to stop. I need this to stop. This is going off the rails. Because you're just listening to music, and it's nothing. And I feel like I have to fill...
I literally can't hear a word you're saying.
I want this to stop. Okay, stop it. Tanner, I need this to stop.
Can't hear a word you're saying. So loud in my ears.
Okay, I want this to stop. I need this to stop. Can you hear me? Tanner, I need this music to stop. Bethany Buck!
I can hear you're talking.
Yeah, okay.
But I can't hear what you're saying.
Okay, just think about the experience for our listeners. Tanner, think about the experience for our listeners. They're just listening to the music. And then me asking you to make it stop. And we don't want that. So this is produced by Sidewalk Studio.
And now the music has faded and I can hear you again. What were you saying?
And we're out. What I was saying was I wanted you to stop that.
Oh, well, we're back.
Okay, we're back. Okay. So it kicked us back out into the CD-ROM start screen.
Hi, welcome
and
to
now
the
we're back at the
sports. Okay, and now Christy has been replaced by a white box.
It was my great idea that started it.
Tanner, can you hear me? Listen, yeah. Wait, don't sign in yet.
Welcome back to the Babysitter's Club.
Wait.
Enter your
wait,
secret password
can you hear me?
To return to
what was our password?
Can you fucking hear me?
Yes.
Listen. We have one chance. Okay, Tanner's entering our password. We have one chance when we get into to fucking repeat.
Welcome to the Babysitter's Club bulletin board.
When we get into the room, answer
day,
the phone
you'll
immediately.
Find notes on everything you wanted to remember.
Coming soon, plus, Wednesday, February 5th, Dawn Schaefer's birthday.
This is the worst conversation I've ever had.
I love you, it says.
Okay. It weirdly does say I love you on the bulletin board. I'll remind you that our listeners can't see what you're seeing.
Oh, no, and I can't hear you or them. So
okay, so that's not
we're in
good.
A real pickle.
That's not good, is it? When the phone rings, answer the phone. So we're back in Claudia's room now. And I think we have an opportunity to answer this phone. Okay, answer the fucking phone!
Hey, it's
yes,
Mallory.
Yes.
Did you hear that Cokie Mason has been hanging around Logan again? I hope it's not true. I'll talk to you soon.
Mallory, why aren't you at the meeting? What? That's it!
What? What the fuck happened? What happened? What
did
Mallory
say? Did
Mallory
you hear
say?
It?
It was Mal. I know it was Mal.
Mal
what
said,
did she say?
Hey, it's Mallory. Did you hear that Cokie Mason's been hanging out with Logan again?
Why are you not at the meeting?
Talk
and why
to you,
are you
soon. Why aren't you at the meeting, Mallory?
And why are you calling during meeting hours? You're fucking tying
up
the line.
You know the fucking rules. All right, should we play map game?
Let's play map game. And I want the secrets next.
You know how
the videos are gone now.
Stony Brook?
Okay, so now it is just a picture of
you have to hurry all over
Stony
town
Brook.
And try to remember
it's
where
a map
you need to
of
go
Stony
next.
Brook.
So,
and something
try
is
it.
Talking.
It's terrific.
And there's a big white box over the corner.
Something
the
happened when we quit the game.
Mm-hmm.
And all the videos stopped working.
Okay, great. Okay, can we beat the Mac game without the videos? Hit
Here's
start.
Here's a beginner level game. Try going.
So
to
Tanner's
just
hit start. We're looking at a map
first.
Of Stony Brook, and it says "I Heart Stony Brook" on it.
Here are the places you need to go.
Which is a ripoff of the classic "I
the
Heart
Goldman's
New York."
House.
And there are a lot of houses.
The
so
house.
We can click start, and we can see
house.
All the different houses. There's the Mancusi's
Ready?
House,
go.
The Marshall's house. Who else? Tanner
oh,
keeps just
I'm
hovering
sorry.
Over the Marshall's house.
That's not quite right. Here, watch closely well, and try again.
I guess
the Goldman's house.
Tanner has chosen to listen to
house.
The audio of the thing instead of me.
The Marshall's house.
Loud, so I think he can't hear me.
Ready? Go.
Go
Good
to the
job.
Mancusi's.
There's another set of places you need to go. The phone.
It's memory.
Abby's house.
The phone. Abby's house.
Morbid of Destiny's
wow, Abby
house.
Lives in a fucking nice.
Morbid
wait,
of Destiny.
Stony Brook.
Abby
okay.
doesn't live next door to
Ready?
Morbid of Destiny.
Go.
Yes, she does. If Watson does, Abby does. Think about
oh,
it.
I'm sorry.
That means
that's not
Watson's
quite right.
House.
Here,
Tanner.
Watch closely and try again.
This
the phone.
Tanner.
Phone.
Abby's house.
Okay.
Abby's house.
Morbid of Destiny's
Morbid
house.
Morbid of Destiny's house.
Okay.
Stony
so
Brook
it looks
Academy.
Like it's a game
Academy.
Of
Ready?
Of
Go.
Like Simon.
Based on. Oh, it's Simon. Okay, so Tanner's playing Simon.
Good now. Job. Here's another set of places you need to go.
Okay, and this is not.
Shut
good.
Up.
Karen Brewer's house. Big
okay.
Rock.
And
Karen's little house.
The Radowski's house.
Big Rock.
The okay. football field.
Tanner's now playing Simon.
The garden. Ready? Go!
I would like to take this opportunity to say that I regret this.
Ah, fuck
I'm
me!
Sorry. That's not quite
okay.
right.
Okay, I'm done with this. That game's okay. too hard. And also, I feel like their landmarks are all over the place. Okay. Big rock. Okay. Jack, what do we do now? We're in this house. Oh, and now everything is white boxes.
Okay.
Art is a great way to express God. How you feel about things.
Okay, so the house has started to rearrange itself. I think it's become sentient. And Tanner is trying to access out of here so he can get out.
This is a nightmare. What a nightmare we're in.
So Tanner's restarted the computer. I'm going to say we've got 10 minutes to beat this game.
I think we've beaten it.
We've opened the puzzle box. We know that, right? We came in through the mirror into Claudia's room. We are the newest members of the Babysitter's Club, and we solved the lament configuration, the puzzle box that was sitting in Claudia's room this whole time. Tanner's clicking on the purple orb that launches the game again. Philips Media. That's something normally we would look into, but we don't have time. Produced by Sidewalk Studio. Association with Scholastic. Okay, we're back in.
Hi, welcome to the
girls are talking to us through their portraits again, and we're going to sign in.
Welcome back to the Babysitter's Club.
And they say, welcome back, XX Dick Fear XX. Enter your secret password here, and it's Sweet Pete's feet, isn't it? It does look cool. XX Dick Fear. Okay, so
welcome to the Babysitter's Club bulletin board. We'll keep you posted every day. You'll find notes on everything you wanted to remember, plus some new ideas.
There's a note here. So there's three notes on this bulletin board. Today is January 23rd. It's a Thursday. Yeah. Coming soon, Wednesday, February 5th, Dawn Schaefer's birthday. Friends forever. And then there's a note up here that is so...
It looks like Satan wrote it.
Like low poly that it's impossible to read. I think it was written by Mallory.
And then at the bottom it says,
I love you.
I
love you.
Okay, let's go. Let's get hack it back into this mainframe. And we've crawled back in through the mirror.
Ooh, I thought the phone was not right.
Okay,
hi there, it's Stacy. Just bought a CD of the opera La Bohème by Puccini. The story is so tragic, but the music is really beautiful. Bye.
Okay, did you hear that?
So the story is so tragic, the music is really beautiful.
Stacy bought a CD of La Bohème.
That's unlike her.
Who made this game?
What? This is so
okay,
surreal.
So we have a few minutes to explore the other things in Claudia's room, Jack. We have the
journal we've written in it.
We've explored we have the stationery kit, we have the bulletin board, we have the calendar, we have the meet the BSC, we have the saved mail, and we have the friends finder.
Let's find some friends.
Okay, friends finder.
Okay, so we're an adult friend.
If you need important information, like my address or birthday, look me up in this BSC friends finder. I'm listed here, and so are Abby, Claudia, and the other members of the BSC. You can add all your own friends, too.
Okay, this is perfect.
Okay, so we're XX.
You don't have any friends in the book.
And so what, we're adding friends in here?
You don't have any.
Okay, so we have one friend.
And it's Stacy.
Anastasia Elizabeth McGill.
Nickname
Stacy. 89 Elm Street.
Okay. She loves shopping and math, likes museum and plays, doesn't like hospitals, and it doesn't say anything about New York, does it?
No.
So that's not Stacy. Okay, so we got Mal.
134 State Street. Loves to read and write. Likes horses. Hates wearing glasses. That checks out.
That does check out.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Claudia Lynn Kishi, Claude, 58 Bradford Court.
We knew that.
They're all here. They're all here. And should we put ourselves in here? Because we are the newest members.
Yeah. Okay. So can we put
first
me in?
Name. Jack.
Jack. Alexander.
Yep. Heard.
Nickname Uncle Jacko or Uncle Daddy, I think. Uncle Daddy. Don't put thick. He's written thick Jack. I don't want that. Put Uncle Daddy.
Okay.
And he spelled it UNLCEDADY, and that's fucking perfect. Street address, and we'll bleep this. It's.
You really want them to have your actual street address?
I want Scholastic. I want whoever's pulling the strings here to get at me.
Unlucky Daddy.
Unlucky Daddy.
What's your zip code?
That seems fine. Let's not put my phone number in. Okay, and he's doing the email and my phone number. We don't need this. Let's do
your notes.
Notes. Yeah. Okay, so what do we say? We say one thing I like, two things I like and one thing I hate, right? For notes?
Is that how the other ones worked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, he's written loves to Don't eat. Please don't write eat farts. Please don't. Okay, he's written loves to eat farts. I like to do cryptic crossword puzzles. And he's written loves cryptic crossword puzzles. And then one thing I hate. I hated the new Star Wars. Hates. And he's written hates the progressive feminist star. And
it's I guess I'll just say the new Star Wars. And people will assume what I mean is the new progressive feminist Star Wars films. Right.
And say hates.
Oh, yeah.
Hates. That's not why. I hate it. Can you put that in? That it's not. I like that it is progressive. Yeah,
man, I'm going to. So. Hates I'm out of characters.
So it just says hates the new Star Wars film. Okay. All right, fine. Well, people will have to just assume that it's for good reasons, for story reasons. Okay, and now we're doing Tanner, and he's written first name T Money, middle name Thick, and last name Hog. Okay, that's great. And now you've got to do a nickname, and those all felt like nicknames. Nickname Tanner. Fuck, he's written Fuckmaster, but he spelled fuck with two C's. Okay. And street address is 69 Glory Hole Lane. Okay. Great. Intercourse, Pennsylvania. Perfect. Okay. 420 is the zip code. 42069. Okay. Okay. Now let's talk about your loves and your hates. So two things you love. Okay. And he's doing his email. Call me maybe. Call me Thick Hog at. It's just got to be Gmail or MSN. At mac.me. Perfect. Call me thickhog at mac.me. He's written for his email. You can contact him there. And so two things you like and one thing you hate for the notes. What's something you like? New Star Wars movie. He's written the new feminist SW movie. Okay, perfect. And then one more thing you like?
What's another thing I like? You know me better than I know me.
You like to... He farts. Have you written that? Okay, he's just written to party. And he's done a winky emoji. He's done a regular emoji, and then he's changed it. He's deleted it and put it back to be a winky emoji. Okay, and then it's one thing you hate.
Do you know what I mean, to party?
Yeah, I get it. And it's 420. What about something you hate is, do you hate fake people? He's written eating farts. Okay, great. Okay, that's perfect. And so we're going to hit save. And now we're looking at the phone list.
So we've got our list here. Claudia, Anastasia, Mallory, Jesse, Dawn, Marianne, Abigail, Kristen.
Yep.
And that's...
You can print it.
And I will print it.
Okay. Let's go back to Claudia's room, see if the phone's ringing. We've got 5 more minutes.
Okay. And we do have more things to explore in here.
Yeah.
Stationery kit?
Yeah, let's look at the stationery kit.
Or bulletin board.
One of those things, man. Okay, let's hit the stationery kit. It's a little scary.
Hi, I'm glad you dropped in at the BSC stationery kit. It's a good place to be creative and outrageous.
Okay, I'm looking forward to being outrageous.
So Claudia did come out of a greeting card.
So what we have here is letter writer, secret scrambler, which sounds promising, poster maker, card maker or ticket maker.
I'm gonna go write secret scrambler.
Yeah,
and then let's do poster maker.
Do you have a secret that you want to share? Well, with the BSC secret scrambler, you can send your friends the most amazing messages. I can't believe the one I just got.
Okay, so we have the opportunity to write here.
Okay, we can write anything and then I'll scramble it.
Unclear. There's no other prompts on this screen.
Okay, let's do exquisite corpse.
No, let's both tell a secret we never thought would get out. You start.
Okay. A secret I never thought would get out.
A deep secret.
A deep
secret that we can scramble with this scrambler.
Well, give me a topic.
I guess maybe related to me, if you can think of a secret that you've about been keeping from me. Is there something, a secret you've been keeping from me?
Something, a secret that I've been keeping from you.
And is there a secret I've been keeping from you?
I tell you everything, man.
Yeah, we're very close friends. It's going to be tough.
I am I'm going to be hanging out on Sunday with one of your wife's best friends.
Okay. So
who just moved to Austin.
Jack will be spending time on Sunday.
Yeah.
With Becca.
Yeah, okay. So you know who it was, and we both spoke at your wedding.
Yep. Here's mine.
Okay.
I miss Jack every day he's away from New York City, comma.
That's nice. Yeah.
And I pray every day that he'll move back home.
That's nice. Okay, that's very nice. That's very sweet. And he's written Homer instead of home. That's lovely. Okay.
And now do I hit this magnifying glass?
Yeah. Okay, so there's just a picture of it. No, there's a broken heart. You and hit the broken heart, and it scrambles it. Okay. Okay.
It says, what would you like to do? That's a big question.
That's what would you like to do? Use this code or make a different code? I think in the interest of time, let's use this code. And then we name the secret code, and we'll call it 69 All Stars. Okay, that's what Penny called it. So, okay, so it's scrambling. It looks like it's scrambling. Okay, and now it's just scrambled it. And it says... It just says nonsense now instead of the Tanner's nice message and my kind of innocuous, boring message, which is true. And that's what we got.
Okay, and now we go back to the stationery kidding.
Okay.
Should we make a poster?
Yeah, we'll make a poster and then we're going to leave.
A good businesswoman knows that it pays to advertise. Here's the place to make a BSC advertising poster that's sure to get results.
Who's that? Christy?
Christy.
Okay.
And what we want a tear-off poster, right?
Yeah. This is insane.
Okay, and
this
they've is just given us a text insane. Prompt.
Okay. So write...
I'm going to put my own phone number, I guess.
Okay. Tanner's written his phone number.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, and now it's written Tanner's phone number on 18 different tear-off sheets. And I guess we can print that. And he's written... Okay. Now he's written his phone number, and underneath he's written Thick Hog with two G's.
Stamp...
Okay, print.
Go back, type, erase. So we probably want stamp.
Okay, so he's made a stamp.
Okay.
And we put a globe on the picture. Oh, so this is like a advertisement for you. So Tanner's made it basically an ad. It's like one of those things that you hang up on a bulletin board that has tear-off sheets. And on the picture on it is it's a picture. It's a beautiful picture of the globe and then a giant black cat. And then above it, it says BSC. And then there's like hands across the world, like connected, like cut out children holding hands across. It's really beautiful across the entirety of the note. And then if you look down at the tear off sheet, it's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 20 tear off pieces of paper that say Tanner's phone number. And then it says, what does it say? Thick Hog?
Yeah.
And there's a Christmas tree. Okay, cut and print, I think, for that one.
I feel like we're almost there.
Yeah, okay. Here's you could put a collie. Okay, and there's a cookie on it now, too. And a cowboy hat on the
and
pig.
And the Slaveyest Porpoise is here.
And the Slaveyest Porpoise is here, jumping over the Christmas tree.
Here's Louis.
And then you're just going to plaster the neighborhood with that. And that's Louis, and there's another globe. So that's beautiful, and I do think...
Just wearing like a tie.
Yeah, then that's great. Okay, I think we're done here. Number four in the shape of an American flag, like with the colors of the American flag. Okay, this is fun for me to look at, but I'll remind you that it is an audio medium. Tanner's just really decorating it.
Recycle.
Okay, and he's put the recycle symbol. And that's great. And let's cut and print now.
Call me.
And go, I think. And it's written call me in kind of a creepy font over it. And let's get out of here. Let's see if the phone's ringing again. And let's leave this game.
Okay, and then let's go back. Do you want to save your changes?
Yes.
Oh, and it's giving me a prompt. Poster name.
Okay, this is great. Thick Hog, I think.
Thick Hog.
Advertisement. Great. Okay.
Thick hog advertisement, and we're back to Claudia's room. Let's see if we get the phone to ring one more time. Maybe it's Mr. Prezioso.
Oh,
God, we didn't even explore all the options in this.
We didn't even get a job. Okay, we're back in Claudia's room. It's a fucking mess. Claudia, clean up your room. We'll be back here. In the meantime, I think we should leave. And Tanner's coming to the calendar. Oh, God.
Everyone wonders how I keep track of all our babysitting jobs and special events without ever making a mistake. It's easy. I use the Babysitter's Club calendar.
Marianne came out of the calendar.
There is a note on January 16th.
That's our birthday.
Your birthday, yeah.
That doesn't make sense, though. The Babysitter's Club calendar, it says your birthday on the 16th. Everyone uses this.
So much fun.
Tanner's had the opportunity to write a note on that date, and he's written so mug fun.
And we have a babysitting job on...
No, we don't, because the phone never rang, and we don't have a babysitting job.
And we're back in the room one last time, giving that phone one last chance to ring in the meantime.
Please, God, please fucking ring.
And my name has been Tanner Greenring.
My name has been Jack Shepherd. This week, we experienced the Babysitter's Club Friendship Kit.
I'm fascinated by it, and I would love to keep exploring this space.
It's very frightening. And next week, we're going to be... Okay, Tanner's gone into the saved mail, and it's dawn. Okay, so this is scary because it's like a box that has like letters in it, and then if you click on a letter... the face of one of the babysitters comes up and talks to you. And I would like to leave, Tanner.
This is haunting.
Yeah. And okay. So only Dawn exists. So it's a box, and it's got all of the names of the Babysitters Club. He clicked on Dawn, and Dawn came out and spoke to us, and that's what you heard. But now when he clicks on anyone, it just says, sorry, that file is empty.
The OS9 prompt comes up and says, sorry, that file is empty. Okay, one last chance for this phone to ring.
All the babysitters are gone. We're back in Claudia's room. It's 10:01 on the clock.
It's pretty late.
Mimi's in bed. The phone is not ringing.
If my phone rings, be sure to answer it. It might be for you.
It's not.
And we missed it. I think we missed our chance. And that's all the time we have for
you today. Jack, I'm going to hit bye.
Okay, hit exit. Hit buy on the candy heart that says buy. And it says, are you sure you want to quit? And then it says, don't quit. But he's hit quit. And then now we're watching.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
I'm gonna talk us out here, Tanner.
Okay, Tanner. I'm back. Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna talk us out. This week. Okay. I
force quitted the entire emulator.
Very intense experience.
I don't know what to think. Oh, it's back!
Okay. And then it's just a big picture of the Slabius porpoise. Okay, that was something.
I don't know what to think about the experience we just shared.
No, I don't either. It was very profound in some ways.
I didn't see you once tonight.
No.
I should say. Most of the nights when we're recording this podcast, I'm staring at your visage.
This was very immersive.
Too immersive.
Yeah.
I felt like I was there. I felt like I was a new client of a new member of the Babysitters Club.
Yeah.
Called XX Richard Fear.
Yeah.
XX Dick Fear.
XX.
And I was joined by my friend XX
Dong Fear.
Dong Fear.
XX.
XX.
Yeah.
And we were two newbies. We were
out of our league. We got
out
a chance.
Of our league.
We got an opportunity to write in the Babysitter's Club, the famous Babysitter's Club notebook, to talk about our babysitting job. But we didn't get a job because we forgot to answer the phone. And I think what we wrote is Jack eats farts, Tanner eats mangoes, we came in through the mirror, and then we left. And that was what we wrote.
Well, we filled out our note cards.
We did fill
our contact
bios, but I don't think they're going to be contacting us.
Well, we're new members of the BSC, so why wouldn't they?
I think when they look at our...
When they're overworked, the Mancuzzi's need a pet sitter and the Brunos need a babysitter and everyone's so busy with ballet lessons and PTA, they're going to be like, well, let's reach out to Thick Hog.
Let's see what Dong Fear is up to.
Yeah, let's see what Dong Fear is up to.
Okay, well, maybe.
And they're like, oh, can he go to the Mancuzzi's? It's like, well, are we worried about him eating farts? Because that is in his bio.
Let's get the mango guy.
What a game we played tonight, Jack. I feel
I'm
like
still processing it.
What I feel like it's a badge of honor within the gaming community, and I can say this as a gamer.
Yeah.
To be able to beat Dark Souls, right?
Yeah.
But I have a new challenge for you, gamer girls.
And boys.
And it's this.
Yeah.
Beat the friendship kit.
Beat the friendship kit. Because the friendship kit
answer
is,
that fucking
the friendship
phone.
Kit is gonna beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna feel like a real fucking fool when you miss that phone.
Yeah. It's very difficult. Five stars for this one.
Five stars for this one. And we don't have any kind of special outro
we're
because
be,
it's an unbranded episode.
Next week, we're going to be streaming it on Twitch.
Yep. This is kind of our new thing now, is we're Twitch streamers and we just play this game.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I discovered today, Jack?
What?
There's actually like five Babysitter's Club games.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's another one where it's more of a gaming thing and less of like a personal organization thing, which is what this is. And then there's one called Third Grade Adventures, and there's one called Fourth Grade Adventures.
Interesting.
And they teach you how to be a good third grader and fourth grader. I looked endlessly for them, and I couldn't find them.
Okay, but so we're able to use an emulator to bring you the Babysitter's Club Friendship Kit. I hope you enjoyed
it. And are you interested in playing Civ 2? Because we can play Civ 2, because I have that on the OS9 emulator, too.
No, that's not... I mean, no.
Okay.
This week, I have been Jack Shepard.
And my name is Thick Hog.
And this week, Tanner is Thick Hog.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to be reading the California Diaries.
Yeah, we're reading the California Diaries. We can say that with confidence, because we've already read
two. Here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say to people who are on the fence about the California Diaries, which I certainly was.
Yeah.
We already recorded the episode where we read the first California Diaries book, and we both fucking loved
it. Was
it.
So good. It's and we've both already read great. The second one, and it's also very good.
It's excellent.
I think the California Diaries might be the best BSC.
They're very, very good.
In
so
existence.
Stick with us on this journey, even if you're not a diary head.
Yeah.
Because diary they're ahead. Fucking great. Yeah. Diary ahead, and that's perfect. Yeah. We'll work on it. Next week, California Diaries. In the meantime, Claudia is wearing a bra now, and the way she talks, you would think that boys had just been invented. In 86, in an Italian world, the first book of what became a cult. And now it's time, Babysitter's Club. Oh god, that audio is, I'm looking at those fucking...
Don't worry about that.
Waveforms are going to be awful.
That's I think Hindenburg is hearing what I'm hearing, which is just like, hello, welcome to the Babysitter's Club.
Be very